Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. We have got to drop this music bed. We've got to drop this. Nate, producer Nate, we will be talking in the next segment, but no more Pokemon on this. We gotta get rid of that music bed. I don't know where that came from. Spring football. A note on the quarterbacks. The top two quarterbacks are still Jake Retzlaff, Gary Bohannon. Quarterbacks 3 and 4, Treyson Bourget, Cade Finnegan, they were live yesterday. No green jerseys. They were taking hits. What do you think of that move? Just say, hey, quarterbacks 3 and 4, you're taking hits.
I think it's ridiculous.
Really?
Honestly. Why? What is there to gain from that? Like, and here's my honest opinion. It should be Cade Finnegan. He has been here for years. He knows the offense well. He has looked good in moments. I would be fine with Cade Finnegan in a disaster scenario where you need to go to the third quarterback. Why is he even on the roster at this point, really? If he's not going to be the third string quarterback?
I think it's as far as like going live, no green jersey, I think it's to try to simulate what these guys might look like in a game setting, maybe.
You can't do that. We have learned that throughout the history of BYU football, that there's guys that can turn it on in a game, and the ones that I just don't feel like there's no relevance to having them get hit in a back at the SAB than at Lavelle Edwards Stadium with fans. There's no correlation. You do not become a better quarterback. The only way you become a better quarterback is taking more practice reps or playing in games. Getting hit in a practice is not going to accelerate the learning curve.
But the benefit, though, can also help the defense. Where they can just go, you know, generate a pass rush and go get the quarterback and go complete the sack.
I don't believe that.
Is that going to help?
No, because you and I both know when we're watching and there's a quarterback that's not live, when a dude is about to blow him up and just runs by him, you and I both know that's a sack, right?
Yes. But just finishing the job, wrapping up and taking that quarterback down. I think there's some value to that.
Okay. I can see that.
But for the quarterback... Yeah, I could argue. I mean, that's what's really the benefit there. But yeah, I think they're trying to figure out what they got in Bourget. And, you know, Finnegan's an interesting study because you do wonder, like, what his role is moving forward for BYU. Maybe he's just a Jason Munns. You know, that's a deep-cut throwback name. But he was once a, you know, four-star recruit back in the day.
He transferred in from Wazoo, right?
No, he was a high school recruit. But he just loved being at BYU and was just kind of a career backup. Maybe that's what it is for Cade Finnegan. I don't know yet. But, you know, he got unseated by Jake Retzlaff immediately last year. You probably think the fact that him and Bourget are kind of on equal footing would make you think that Bourget is probably ahead of him too as quarterback 3, I would assume.
I kind of hope that Cade Finnegan just transfers. It's like this dude, he's barely been here and he's already jumped ahead on the depth chart
but
than me.
Some guys like being at BYU, and I don't blame him.
For sure. Especially if you're a member of the faith. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just up in the night. I feel like there's a little something there with Cade Finnegan. Like, you don't want him to start, but I wouldn't hate it in a third-string situation.
I wish we were seeing more Ryder Burton. That's really what I'm curious to see there, if they just kind of view him more in the developmental project stage, kind of like Noah Lugo right now. You know, the fact that he hasn't been in the top four at all, I thought that's kind of been a little bit noteworthy in the early part of spring. We'll talk more spring football coming up a little bit later. Top 5 next here on Cougar Sports Saturday.